So we continue reading our Srimad Bhagavatam from Canto 3, Chapter 23, chapter entitled Devotee's Lamentation, text number 53. Om Namo Bhagavate Vasudevaya. Om Namo Bhagavate Vasudevaya. Om Namo Bhagavate Vasudevaya. Narayanam Namaskritya. Narancaiva Narottamam. Devim Sarasvatim Vyasam. Tato Dhyayat Mudirae. Nasta Prayeshu Abhadreshu. Nityam Bhagavata Sevaya. Bhagavatir Uttama Sloke. Bhaktir Bhavati Naistiki. Text number 53. Brahman Duhi Trivesh Tubhyam Bimrigya Pataya Samaha Kaschit Shyat Me Vishokaya Vai Paribrajyate Vanam Brahman Duhi Trivistubhyam Brahman Duhi Trivistubhyam Vimigya Pataya Sama Vimigya Pataya Sama Kaschit Syanme Vishokaya Kaschit Syanme Vishokaya Tvai Pravrajite Vanam Tvai Prabrajite Vanam Vanam Duhi Trivistubhyam Vrimigya Pataya Samaham Kaschit Syanme Vishokaya Tvai Prabrajite Vanam Brahman Duhi Trivistubhyam Brahman Duhi Trivistubhyam Vrimigya Pataya Sama Vrimigya Pataya Sama Kaschit Syanme Vishokaya Kaschit Syanme Vishokaya Tvai Pravrajite Vanam Brahman Duhi Trivistubhyam Vrimigya Pataya Sama Kaschit Syanme Vishokaya Tvai Pravrajite Vanam Brahman, my dear Brahmana, Tuhi Trivesh, by the daughters themselves, Tubhyam, for you, Primigya, to be found out, Pataya, husbands, Sama, suitable, Kaschit, someone, Syat, there should be, May, my, Vishokaya, for solace, Tvai, when you, Pravarchite, departed, Vanam, to the forest. Translation and purport by Sri Ramakrishna Srila Prabhupada. Srila Prabhupada ki jai. Translation. My dear Brahmana, As far as your daughters are concerned, they will find their own suitable husbands and go away to their respective homes. But who will give me a solace after your departure as a sannyasi? Translation, repeat, please. My dear Brahmana,
as far as your daughters are concerned,
they will find their own suitable husbands
and go away to their respective homes.
But who will give me the solace
after your departure as a sannyasi?
Purport by Srivang Vishala Prabhupada. It is said that the father himself becomes a son in another form. The father and the son are therefore considered to be a non-different. A widow who has her son is actually not a widow because she has a representative of her husband. Similarly, devotee is indirectly asking Karada Muni to have a representative so that in his absence she might be relieved of her anxiety by a suitable son. A householder is not expected to remain at home for all his days. After getting his son and daughters married, a householder can retire from the household life, leaving his wife in charge of the grown-up sons. That is the social convention of the Vedic system. Devahuti is indirectly asking that in his absence from home, there be at least one male child to give her a relief from her anxieties. This relief means a spiritual instruction. Relief does not mean the material comforts. Material comforts will end with the end of the body. But the spiritual instruction will not end. It will go on with the spirit. Spirit soul. Instruction in spiritual advancements is necessary. But without having a worthy son, how could devotee advance in spiritual knowledge? It is the duty of a husband to liquidate his debt to his wife. A wife gives her sincere service to husband, and he becomes indebted to her because one cannot accept service from his subordinate without giving him something in exchange. The spiritual master cannot accept service from the disciple without awarding him a spiritual instruction. That is the reciprocation of a love of a duty. Devotee reminds her husband, Kardama Muni, that she has rendered him a faithful service. Even considering the situation on the basis of liquidating his debts towards his wife, he must give a male child before he leaves. Indirectly, Devahuti requests her husband to remain at the home a few days more, or late, at least until the male child is born. Om Ajnanati Mirantasya Jnananjana Salakaya Chakshuran Militanvena Tasmai Sri Guruve Namaha. Sri Chaitanya Manovishtam Stapitam Yena Bhutale Swayam Rupa Kadamayam Dadati Swapadantikam. Vandeham Sri Guru Sri Uttapadi Kamalam Sri Gurun Vaishnavam Sri Rupam Sagrajatam Sahagana Raghunatham Vitam Tamsasim Sadvaitam Savadhutam Parijana Sahitam Sri Krishna Chaitanya Devam Sri Radha Krishna Padan Sahagana Lalita Sri Vishakam Vitamscha. He Krishna Karuna Sindhu Dinabandhu Jagatpate Gopesha Gopika Kanta Radha Kanta Namastute Tapta Kanchana Gaurangi Radhe Vrindavaneshwari Vrishabhanu Sute Devi Pranamami Hari Priya Pancha Kalpataru Vescha Kripa Sindhu Bhevacha Patitanam Pavani Vyo Vaishna Bhivyo Namo Namaha Jaya Sri Krishna Chaitanya Prabhu Nityananda Sri Advaita Gadadhar Sivasavi Gaur Bhakta Vrinda Hare Krishna 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 Hare 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 Rama 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 Hare Hare. Srila Prabhupada ki
jai.
Hare Krishna. I just wanted to confess that it has been a very, very long time and I have not given a class. I'm not a very good elegant speaker in the public audience, and there may be some silence or different moments of silence or may not flow as it should be. So I just want to ask for forgiveness for all the Vaishnavas. It is it's like a jumping into a swimming pool. You have to swim, you have to learn how to swim. So as a member of Srila Prabhupada's family member, we have to all preach. So I'm just putting it for myself, I'm putting in a situation where I have to swim, I have to learn how to swim. So please forgive me if there is anything. So here we it's such a wonderful section of Srimad Bhagavatam. We are it is the description of Kardamuni, Devahuti, Swayambhu, Manu. What I was intending to present today is the since being a first almost a first class I'm giving here in Melbourne, I would like to begin with the little bit of glories. What is the Srimad Bhagavatam? What is the history of Srimad Bhagavatam? And the little bit of glories of Srimad Bhagavatam, and then I will move on to the section we are studying. And the form I would like to present is what this section of Bhagavatam is teaching us. Srimad Bhagavatam is it is for our benefit. It is teaching a different way of presenting devotional service to the Lord Sri Krishna. So from this section, what we learn, what are the different aspects of devotional service being performed by these personalities like Swayambhu, Manu, Devahuti, Kardamuni, etc. So just a brief history of Srimad Bhagavatam. This Srimad Bhagavatam is the summum bonum of the Vedic literature. Vyasadeva is the compiler of this Srimad Bhagavatam, and he has created he has compiled the four Vedas. The Vedas actually come from Lord himself. He's imparted to Lord Brahma. And this knowledge is presented in oral form, which is called Shruti. It was heard from person to person to person. It was heard up until the end of Dwapara Yuga. Vyasadeva is being compassionate, knowing the future of the Kali Yuga people, who will have a very less memory and will be living very short, will be very sinful. So out of compassion, he is compiling this Srimad Bhagavatam for our benefit. Where in the Kali Yuga is for our benefit, he's compiling this Srimad Bhagavatam. So he's compiled four Vedas. It's a large volume of Vedas. Vedas are coming from, from the Supreme Lord. And there are four Vedas: Rig Veda, Sam Veda, Yajur Veda, and Atharva Vedas. And then he also compiled 108 Upanishads. They are also deriving from Vedas. They are divided into three modes of goodness, passion, and also in ignorance, these Upanishads. And he's also written 18 Puranas. So Srimad Bhagavatam is one of the Puranas. The Srimad Bhagavatam actually is compiled by Vyasadeva at the very, it's almost a final work of Srimad Bhagavatam. So all this Vedic literature he has compiled. And so now he's giving us the essence. He will be providing this Srimad Bhagavatam as a cream of the essence. What is the goal of the whole Vedic literature? So so after the
compiling Srimad Bhagavatam. This is compiled and written, actually physically was written by a Ganesh. Vyasadeva has requested Lord Ganesha to actually write, and Vyasadeva is narrating the different descriptions of the pastimes, the glories of the Srimad Bhagavatam. So what is Srimad Bhagavatam? After compiling all this literature, Vedic literatures, Vyasadeva was still not satisfied, as we learned from the first canto of Srimad Bhagavatam, that he was still not happy. And at that moment, his spiritual master Narad Muni comes and instructs him, because the gives a reason for a not being happy. The Vedas and what he has compiled thus far, so far, is the for a jiva or living entity to just follow the principles or to follow the Vedas. Veda primarily gives the it's like a manual for a how to live in this world. You do good activities, good tapasya, or sacrifice, and you'll get a certain result. You'll go to heavenly planets, or you go to different. You'll travel from material world. You go to swarga. You go to other higher realms, and you enjoy the pious activity you have performed through the practice of the sacrifices and yagyas and so far. And so this. It's just going up and down. We're just going into a cycle of going, finishing our punya karma, then coming down again, and going back again. And this is what it is. So Narad Muni comes and tells Narad Muni, that's what you have done. But you have not described the pastimes, or you have not described the Supreme Personality Godhead for the living entities to take advantage. Whose Supreme Personality Godhead? Whose God? What is? What are we supposed to remain in this material, under this cycle, or we're supposed to get out? So Narad Muni instructs Vyasadeva to write this, compile this Srimad Bhagavatam for the benefit of all of us today. And so Vyasadeva kindly, compiles this Bhagavatam for ourselves. In the very beginning, Vyasadeva makes very clear what is Srimad Bhagavatam. It says Nigama Kalpa Taror Kalitam Phalam. This is the Kalpa Taror means is the desire tree of Vedic literature. It is the Kalitam Phalam, is the ripened fruit of the Vedic, all the Vedic knowledge. It is emanating from the Sukadeva Goswami's mouth, and it is the fruit of the Vedic literature. It's emanating from Sukadeva Goswami. Therefore, the fruit has become more tasteful. Although it is nectar and juice, was already relished for all, including all liberated soul. And the first canto, the second verse also, Vyasadeva clearly makes a distinction. What is Srimad Bhagavatam? He says dharma prajita kaitava. So the kaitava means a cheating religion. Why is it called cheating religion? Because again, the literature is describing. It's like you do a good thing, and then you get certain results. You just go on to cycle. Just like a person buys a car, he comes to the temple to have car puja done. Then he pays a pujari a little money, and he comes and says, please do a car puja. This is for a protection. I would like to protect. So what is in that process? What is happening? This person is giving her money and asking for the Lord to protect from his different accidents, possibly in the car or so. It's like it's a business. There is a dharma He is still accepting the authority of the Supreme. But it's just not pure. It's not a pure devotion service. It's not a service and done in a pure. Give and take. This is what it is. So, Vyasadeva in the very first, he says, that kind of, this Srimad Bhagavatam is not for those, that kind of religion. That's kind of, it's dharma prujita kaitava. The cheating religion is completely rejected. Prujita means rejected. So, and in the Srimad Bhagavatam, it is different pastimes, or it is the whole Srimad Bhagavatam is the descriptions or the pastimes of the Lord, and in his devotees, it is presented in the Srimad Bhagavatam. It is unmotivated ahitukya pratihata bhakti. It is unmoted loving bhakti to the Supreme Personality of Godhead. And we have examples of different devotees, like Prahlad Maharaj. He was a child. He's coming in a demonic family, but the devotion service is performed. It is exemplary for us to learn from this. Similarly, we have Bali Maharaj, who also comes into the family of a demoniac family. And the devotion service Bali Maharaj has performed, the Bhamane, they becomes doorkeeper as a service, as a returns. See how the powerful the devotion service it is. He becomes a doorkeeper of Bali Maharaj. And we have also description. The Srimad Bhagavatam is the description or the gives a bhakti. It is the literature of a bhakti. Even a demon like a Vritrasura is glorified. Generally, a demon is not glorified. It's not glorious. But here, because he's a devotee, he's glorified in Srimad Bhagavatam. So, this section of Srimad Bhagavatam we have is that we're learning about Swayambhuva Manu. Swayambhuva Manu is the one of the son of Brahma, and he's given a responsibility of populating. He's one of the Prajapati. So Swayambhuva Manu comes in the right beginning of the Brahma's day, in Satyuga. It's not even the first Satyuga, but the very beginning of the Brahma's day. In the beginning of Brahma's day, so Swayambhuva Manu has two sons and three daughters. Two sons are Uttanapada and Priyavrata. And the daughters are Devahuti and Prasuti and Akuti. So now we're hearing how Swayambhuva Manu has, Brahma has requested him to populate this universe. And also the Kardamuni, who is also son of Brahma, he is also been requested by Lord Brahma to populate the universe with the living entities. So, as we hear how it is the two personalities like Kardamuni and Devahuti, like the same disposition, the same quality. It is important for the same quality of a devotee, the personality come together and have a children. So Swayambhuva Manu has brought his daughter to Kardamuni. Kardamuni has performed a tapasya for 10,000 years in order to purify himself to do this service, which is given to him by Lord Brahma, ordered by Lord Brahma. And after tapasya, Lord Vishnu himself comes to him. He was pleased with his service. And he performs this. After performing yoga, Lord Vishnu has come and has made an arrangement. He asked Karda Muni that I have made an arrangement for you to marry a devotee, and the Swayambhu Muni will come in the next few days and I will get married. You can marry the devotee. And so Swayambhu Muni brings devotee to Karda Muni's hermitage in Bindu Sarovara. So Swayambhu Muni has given a devotee to Karda Muni. He's requesting Karda Muni to accept the daughter. So he's accepted. And so Devahuti has been married to Karda Muni, and after the marriage, Devahuti and Karda Muni, she also accepted. Devahuti is the princess. She voluntarily accepted the same the austerities or the sadhanas as a Karda Muni, as being a chastened wife. She accepted. So after accepting this, and she has actually emaciated, her body's been emaciated, and she's become a skinny, and so Karda Muni, being compassionate, he has requested the Devahuti, actually she requests him to give her a children. And then by his mystic power, Karda Muni has created this beautiful mansion, which is seven-story tall building mansion we could see how it's Lord, the devotee of the Lord has got a similar power as the Lord. He can create different things from just by mystic power. So Devahuti and Karda Muni have gone into this aerial mansion for 100 years, just traveling in different universes, within the universe, different places. And they have just, after going for 100 years, they have come back to the hermitage. At that point, Devahuti, Karda Muni has given a children to Devahuti. Nine daughters were born. So these nine daughters will later on marry a nine principal rishis they will come and they will be married later. And so what is happening here today we have come to the section Devahuti, after giving the daughters, the daughters were born, Karda Muni has indicated that he was just going to leave as he's promised, he's going to leave the Grihastha ashram. But Devahuti is requesting, please, these daughters will be married as daughters will go away to the different houses, and when they're married, they go to the house of the husband. So who will protect me? Then on the request Devahuti, Karda Muni has stayed. And he stayed for another many years, as we know, And then the Lord, Kapiladev is gets born. And the Kapiladev, Kardamuni stays until Lord Kapiladev will be grown up, and he will stay till then. So, Srila Prabhupada in this purport makes a point that the son, who actually represents the father, he's got a responsibility for to look after the mothers. Generally, as per the Vedic custom, the matajis or the ladies are protected when they're young. They're protected by their father. When they are older, they are protected by the husband. And when they are in the old age, they are protected by a son. So devotee here is requesting you'll be going to leave and do your bhakti to the Supreme Lord, and who will look after me? So here the Kardamuni and Devahuti will have a son who is the Supreme Personality of Godhead. He will personally come and instruct. And the as far as the material comforts are concerned, the Devahuti already had all those comforts, protections. They had all the maid servants. Everything was created, was provided by Kardamuni. But what she is looking for is the spiritual protection. She is requesting Kardamuni to give him a son who will give them the protection of the from material bondage. And so this chapter is also Devahuti is it's entitled, this chapter is entitled Devahuti Lamentation. And why is this lamenting? Because all this, so for so long, Devahuti, they have gone and enjoyed the so-called material enjoyments in the aerial mansions and different places. But she has not taken the advantage of the greatness of the Kardamuni. Kardamuni is such a exalted devotee, and instead of taking advantage of his spiritual potency, she is instead going into so she's lamenting that I have enjoyed all this so many years, but I have not taken advantage. I have not taken advantage of the your presence. That's what she's lamenting. I have not taken advantage of taking a shelter of the Lord or the worship. How to do a devotional service? So, and Prabhupada makes another point that it is the spiritual master or husband takes a service from the subordinate in order to the duty of a spiritual master is to help that disciple or the husband's also duty is to give the spiritual instruction to the wives. So we are very fortunate, and as I early mentioned, I'm not really very fluent in presenting this, and I'm just learning, still learning. For me, it's a learning curve. And we are very fortunate that we have been access here in Melbourne. We have access to Srimad Bhagavatam, which was spoken millions and millions of years ago. This narration we're hearing, it's not just the narration from yesterday or something. This is the millions and billions of years of age. And we have fortune to study and learn from this great literature. Uh, the Swayambhu Manu himself, he lived for the life of the age, the Manu, is 71 cycle of four yugas combined. So Kali Yuga, Dwapar Yuga, Treta Yuga, Satya Yuga combined. So Kali Yuga is for 432,000, and then Dwapar Yuga is double of that. So double of the. So like that is so the 71 cycle times. That's how the Manus live, and all his life. It says here that all his life he's been learning. I mean, he's hearing about the Supreme Krishna. That is how he spent his life. So that is, I mean, if you calculate the years of, I think about 300 and something million years he's been practicing. For us, it's just we live for a very short period of life. We have very short time. What Swayambhu Manu has achieved on that such a long duration, such a long devotion, we have an opportunity to achieve that same. We can achieve the same result as what they have performed for so long years. So we are very fortunate in this Kali Yuga and be able to learn from this great literature, and Srila Prabhupada has made this available to all of us, so easily accessible, no matter what race, where you are, which place, and we still have an opportunity to come and learn and hear about the Supreme Personality of Godhead, Lord Sri Krishna. And I would like to end here, because if there's any questions or comments, I would like to be happy to answer. But Hare Krishna. Any questions or comments or corrections? Sorry, it did not flow as it should be, or thank you. So I'll definitely improve next. I'll try. Hare Krishna.
I do have a question.
Yes, Madhuji.
We're at the beginning, you mentioned the uniqueness of Srimad Bhagavatam, even demons are grateful because of the narrations about Bhakti Yoga. Can you expand a little bit on the point?
Yes, so see, I was given an example of a demon. Vritasura, he was the. If you hear the description, he's in the body of a demon, where he's the enemy of Indra, if you hear the glorification, the Vritasura has the understanding, or even though he's in the body of a demon, he still is a devotee, glorifying the Supreme Personality of Godhead. Similarly, Bali Maharaj, he comes in a demoni, the dynasty of demons, or he's the grandson of Vlad Maharaj, but he comes in the family of a demon. But they are glorified because he has given everything to the Supreme Lord. When Vamandev came and asked for 3 steps of land, he was, by his spiritual master, he was told, don't give this to Vishnu, Lord Vishnu. Shukracharya have informed, but he rejected the Guru and he gave everything to his Lord. So he was glorified. Even the demons are glorified in Srimad Bhagavatam because they have performed the devotion service. That was the point I was going to. Right. Yes, ma'am. Sorry.
However, as many people in the community,
So could you repeat a little louder? I'm trying to hear hard.
Okay, so you said that the Srimad Bhagavatam wasn't spoken for or intended for people in children relationships or expecting something in return, right? However, I see in the community people running businesses and being materially successful, of course, they intend the purpose for a higher purpose, but isn't that also kind of expecting something in return from what you are giving?
Yes, but so Srimad Bhagavatam primarily deals with the transcendental, or it deals with the supreme, or it's not like the subject matter of the material subject matter. It is deals with bhakti. Bhakti will take us. This is the only thing is going to take us back home, back to God, is bhakti. And Srimad Bhagavatam is purely on deals with bhakti. And the other literatures or the Vedas and everything have this. You do certain activities, you will get this result, and you, which is within this material world. It's not. It doesn't take you beyond this material world. But Srimad Bhagavatam, I mean, as I said, if you Srimad Bhagavatam has got, if you have $1 million, and the purpose of if you want to buy something for $1, you can buy because you have that knowledge. So Srimad Bhagavatam contains everything. Yeah, it also fulfills the if you do come with the material desire, it fulfills it. But it is designed to it is. The literature for bhakti, which is taken to transcendental, as I understand. Yes, ma'am.
No, you were saying that the devotee didn't really take much advantage of the advancement or the
Padmanabhi.
But then we heard also how she was engaged in serving him very nicely for many, many years before kind of the desire of having a children.
So she's kind of indicating, yes, I have, they have just gone to the enjoyment mode of something, so now she's lamenting, so I should be fully taking advantage of his purity, his devotion to the Supreme Lord. Whereas he's like taking into this, the enjoying. I mean, it appears enjoying the sense, the going on the plane, going to the mansion, traveling here and there. So she, as a princess, or this, she knows what's the value of a life and the value of the knowledge, or spiritual value. So she's not taking fully advantage of that. His presence of Kardama Muni, whilst he's engaging him into a household life. So she wanted to take now advantage of Kardama Muni to perform, give her more into a lead her to take her to advantage the spiritual life. That's what I understand. Any other questions? Yes, please. Sorry, same level as?
We were trying to be, we were trying to forget Krishna in the spiritual level, and we were trying to be at the same level.
Mm-hmm.
That way, that's the reason we come to the earth, right?
Mm-hmm.
Or we come to the another planet, right? So,
we want to be in the similar, or we want to, control, we have a desire to be the Lord, and then that's why we are put into this material world. Yes?
So, did Kardama Muni and they were trying to do that at that time, that's why they came to this planet?
They have, I mean, the
I wouldn't be able to speculate what exactly purpose, who, I mean, they are, but they are actually coming to serve, the be part of the creation. They're coming right in the beginning of the Satyuga, beginning of the creation. So their main purpose is to populate this universe. This is what Lord Brahma is requesting them to come and do this specific duty. This duty is given to them. Whether they're coming because they have, I wouldn't be able to speculate why they, if they have come in. So we all come into the material world, perhaps they also. But I wouldn't be able to speculate. And if they are coming because of because of they want to come, or they were given, they are brought here by the Supreme, the Krishna's desire to do a specific duty. Yes, I would probably look at that way. Okay. Kantra Srimad Bhagavatam ki jai, Srila Prabhupada ki jai.